On the 2nd of August this year, a European regulator got the power to fine an AI company that had not published a summary of what its model was trained on. For new models, the duty to publish had applied for a year already. In January, three researchers went looking for the summaries it required. They ran what they call an exhaustive search and found five. Four came from an open-source project, a Swiss university consortium, a Polish collaboration, and a small image company. The fifth was a file in a model repository that they could not confirm was a summary at all. Then came the big ones, their summaries dated in the 6 weeks before that 2nd of August. OpenAI, Google, xAI, Anthropic, the same team's tracker now lists 44. I cannot show you that one caused the other. The dates are the dates. They are forms with tick boxes. Where OpenAI asks it to list the large public datasets it used, the answer is one sentence long.
The training data for GPT-5.5 includes text from Common Crawl.
That is the whole answer in that box. Two readings, and I want to head off both. The first, at last, we know what is in there. There is a line-headed summary of the most relevant domain names crawled asterisk. I have read six of these summaries, and on that line, not one names a single website. OpenAI and xAI give nearly the same list of categories in nearly the same order. Anthropic's answer names the endings, .com, .org, .net. The second reading is the opposite. It is all theater, they hoovered up the internet, nobody chose anything. Wrong too, and today is about why. Somebody always chose. What changed is what they were choosing. Yesterday was the text software puts in front of a model while it runs. Today goes one level down to the text it was built out of. On day two, the vocabulary turned out to be a fossil of the pile it was counted over. This is the pile. Start in 1961 with a shelf of paper. A corpus just means a body of text collected on purpose. A classic early one is the Brown Corpus. A million words of American prose, all of it published in that single calendar year. Somebody had to decide what a million words of English is asterisk. Six people did, at a conference at Brown in February 1963, and the manual says how.
These figures were averaged to obtain the preliminary set of figures used.
They averaged their opinions, how much newspaper, how much fiction, how much religious writing counted as English. Verse was out, drama was out. Then, asterisk inside asterisk those categories, samples were drawn at random. The randomness is real, and it runs inside a frame six people drew first. One more line from that manual.
For all copyrighted material used, the permission of the copyright holder has been obtained.
Sample A07 is the New York Times, and the manual says the permission details are listed sample by sample. Now scale that up 10 million-fold to the 10 trillion tokens on those forms, and something gives. Asking permission item by item stops being practical, and so does reading it. So the balance tips. At that scale, much of the choosing moves from texts to rules, and the rules do the choosing. February 2019, the paper behind GPT-2. How did they choose what to read?
We scraped all outbound links from Reddit, a social media platform, which received at least 3 karma.
A score of 3, and what they take is the page the link points to. They are honest about what that measures.
This can be thought of as a heuristic indicator for whether other users found the link interesting, educational, or just funny.
Or just funny. 8 months later, a Google team published a corpus with 6 cleaning rules. Keep only lines ending in a full stop, an exclamation mark, a question mark, or a closing quote. Throw away any page containing a word from a published list of dirty, naughty, and obscene words. And this.
Since the curly bracket appears in many programming languages, such as JavaScript, widely used on the web but not in natural text, we removed any pages that contained a curly bracket.
On that same European form, OpenAI says one signal it uses to decide what asterisk not asterisk to read is the United States Trade Representative's list of notorious markets for counterfeiting and piracy. A list compiled for trade policy, helping decide what a model has read. Other people went and measured what rules like that did. In April 2021, a team at the Allen Institute and the University of Washington documented that Google corpus from outside as people who had not built it. They published it with the dirty words list and without, comparing the two, that one list had taken out about a fifth of the words, my arithmetic, on their table. Not evenly. Documents labeled African American English were removed at 42%, against about 6% for the white-aligned category. Be careful with that, because the authors are. Nobody looked at who wrote anything. They ran a dialect classifier, trained on geolocated tweets, over the documents. Their sentence is that the findings suggest the list disproportionately removes documents detected to be in those dialects. 3 months later, another team went looking for repetition and found one 61-word passage in that same corpus 61,036 times. It reads like filler off a wedding website. Here is how it ends.
Believe me, brilliant ideas would be perfect if it can be applied in real and make the people around you amazed.
The recipe had a rule against repeats. Keep one copy of any three sentences that recur. The passage is in there 61,000 times anyway. Their fix was a far stricter hunt for repeats, repeated passages, near identical pages. Left to generate freely, models trained on the clean text emitted memorized text about 10 times less often. It does not solve the problem, and several of the same authors said so the following February.
However, we find that memorization does still happen, even with just a few duplicates. Thus, deduplication will not perfectly prevent leakage.
So the fights arrive, and they are not the same fight. One is in a courtroom and asks whether they were allowed to use it. The settlement a judge in California gave final approval to in July, $1.5 billion, about 482,000 books. No jury found anyone liable. A judge approved an agreement as fair. A year earlier, the same court had ruled that using the books to train was fair use, and that keeping a library of pirated copies was not. The settlement covers books from the pirated collections. The other fight is in front of a regulator and asks a different question. Will you tell us what it was? That is today's. Now the same form, filled in by a Swiss university consortium. In the field where OpenAI names one dataset, they name 9, each with a link. The biggest tick box is more than 10 trillion tokens asterisk. OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI tick it, and so do the Swiss, who wrote the number in as well. And they went back through crawls to 2013, removing sites that had opted out of AI crawlers by January 2025, retroactively. Be fair about why they could. Their own form says, no crawlers of their own, no commercial licensing deals, no user data. My reading, they can list their corpus because it is made only of listable things. Whether that can be done at frontier scale, I have not seen anyone show. Three things you can check yourself. 1. That tracker, 44 against 5 in January, and it is already behind. OpenAI's summary for its newest model, GPT-6 Astra, is dated the 2nd of September, the day before that model went on the European market. Its list of large public datasets, the same single sentence. See whether the tracker catches up. 2. Robots files, the text file a website uses to tell crawlers where not to go. The one Reddit served this morning to an ordinary request is 538 bytes and ends disallow slash asterisk. Every crawler asked to stay out, on the site where GPT-2 found its links. The New York Times file had 5 entries in the archive's capture from August 2022. Today it has 69 and tells 60 of them to stay out entirely, including common crawls. 3. Yesterday it was a company's own webpage, changed between 2 dated captures. This one is a document the law requires. OpenAI's summary for GPT 5.5 is live at 2 addresses, with different text. One says last updated the 26th of June, the other, the 29th of July. Both are labeled version 1. Both were still downloadable this morning. Why it changed is on no page I can find. Provenance is 4 questions. Where did this come from, when, what was done to it, and what permission was recorded? For Brown's Million Words, the manual records permissions sample by sample. In 2026, for more than 10 trillion, the nearest thing to a list of websites in any of those 6 summaries is .com, .org, .net. Underneath both, at scale, much of the choosing moves from texts to rules. That is not nobody choosing. 6 people averaging opinions, a score of 3 on a message board, a punctuation mark, a curly brace, a list compiled for trade policy, each a decision somebody made about what a machine would read. But it is also not the same as knowing what you got. The 5th that word list removed and the wedding passage repeated 61,000 times were found later by people who went and measured. Somebody chose the rule. The results still had to be checked. Tomorrow, why more text and more computing made better models, and what a scaling curve can and cannot tell you. That was day 7. Thank you for listening.